automatically, when you no longer feed those things of the world, but you feed that experience of that movement of the divine, you get what you focus on. So habitualize yourself into the loving, and those habitual feelings of the world will just start to drop away, drop away, drop away. We often call this path of sound and light also the sound current. A river has a current. Let that current carry you rather than the currents of the mind, the emotions, and the body. But the self-study is in the paying attention so that you come to the awareness and the understanding of what all these different currents are. Well, how do I know if it's spirit? It's not a physical experience, but I feel it. So that must be spirit. That's the learning. By studying that experience inside of yourself, you will awaken and eventually know the greater current of loving. And to get to that, you're going to walk through or swim through all these different currents of the body, the imagination, the emotions, and the mind, and the unconscious. Because that's a journey of awakening. This is a path of spiritual awakening. And spiritually awakening, you're also going to awaken through the illusion into what that is. So let that be okay. In other words, stop judging your process. Don't be so hard on yourself. Realize that that's part of the journey. And it's in paying attention that you come to the understanding of that journey that you as a soul are on in this realm of time and space that is part of God. This is part of God. If God created all things, then how can this be bad or evil? Well, Satan rules this world, right? Yeah, and who created Satan? Sometimes I say think about these things. But I don't mean think about it. I mean really think about it. Contemplate. So that you come into the understanding of this. A lot of this is common sense. It really is. It's a simple, practical pathway. But because we don't see it or feel it in this world, we think it's mystical, metaphysical. So we call everything spiritual that is not physical. It's not. Metaphysical is not spiritual. Psychic is not spiritual. Kundalini is not spiritual. Yoga breathing techniques are not spiritual. They're all of the world. And the journey is to walk through the world, having those experiences to come to the greater understanding. It doesn't make any of these things bad or wrong. It's just part of the journey of experience so that we come to the understanding and realize, what is a journey? You keep moving. It's in that movement of the journey that we finish the journey. But in this journey, it seems as if it's never over. So, keep on moving. Keep on moving. You'll know when it's over, at least this part of it. There's always new endings and new beginnings. Or are they old endings and new beginnings? Or are they old beginnings? Have fun with it. It is just a play of words. But if you can go beyond the words into the understanding and realize it's the experience that's important, and that's how we awaken, then you'll know that's all you have to do, regardless of what it looks like or sounds like. But this journey of the path to sound and light, this journey of spiritual awakening, is a journey of loving. There is a way to walk it. And so we come back to the meditation technique. Chanting the names of God that awaken us to who we are truly as the divine. Here's another tidbit I'll throw out there for you. We were just talking about this the other day, Jim and myself. As you know, in the initiation is the five names of God. And each of those names represent the different levels of consciousness, astral, causal, mental, etheric, soul. Well, what about the physical then? Shouldn't there be another name for the physical? There is. It's called the hue. The hue that we chant out loud, human, God in the mind, God in man. The hue has the frequency of the soul right here. So you want the physical name? You've been chanting it and using it all along. That hue that we chant is the frequency of the soul right here at the seat of the soul. That's why we do it and use it. Because it awakens us to here so that we can now also receive the other names to continue the journey. But first, the first step of the journey is to come to the seat of the soul right here. And that's what the hue does. It brings us to this place, to that 10th door, so that we can open the door and then walk through. And then those other names that we receive, same thing. They're just simply the keys to the kingdom on those other levels. So we have the physical, the hue, and we have the astral, causal, mental, etheric, and soul. Makes sense, huh? It's a very practical journey. And it helps to have the information like this to help understand, to answer the questions the mind has, so that it can come back to that peaceful, boring place where nothing's going on. I know, that joke only got smiles. We're too peaceful to laugh out loud right now. So meditation, self-study, and then service. Think of those two golden rules Jesus laid out long ago. Love God with all your body, mind, and soul, and heart, or however you want to read it. That's the meditation. The kingdom of God is within. So to know God, we've got to go within. God is of spirit, so we have to worship God in the spirit. The meditation technique, chanting those names, is loving God. And how we begin to bring ourselves into spirit so we can worship God in spirit. What is worshiping, though? Just loving. One principle, one action, loving. Thy will be done, Lord. Loving. So then we have the other golden rule. Love thy neighbor as thyself. There's two things in there. Love thy neighbor as thyself. So loving self. We got to wake up to know what loving is before we can love our neighbor, right? So love thyself. Self-study. The walk of the inner kingdom, living the loving, waking up to the loving, that's the self-study. So meditation, self-study. Now the other part, love thy neighbor as thyself. Okay, so self-study, I'm awakening to the loving. Now love thy neighbor, service. Selfless service, service of loving, as a natural unfoldment of the river of loving. Not out of the ego going to do good in the world. Look at all the do-gooders in the world. And look at all the wars in the world. They all believe they're doing good. So this is not about doing good in the world. This is about love thy neighbor as thyself. So what is it? Loving. As you love yourself, you're going to love your neighbor, which is the God self, the true self, not the ego self. Love thy soul, because that's what the loving is. And as it awakens, there is just a natural movement of loving where that just, we all connect there. That's where we're all one. So in that movement of loving is the service. And as we continue to awaken to that and respond to that movement of loving, we'll find ourselves in actions of service, even into the world. But it's not serving the world. It's serving the Spirit in the world. And I'm only talking about the physical. It's all service to Spirit. But it's on all the different levels of consciousness. This Coins for Kids project we do at Christmas time, it's an action in the world. We're pulling together some funds. We get names of kids and their wish lists of what they'd like for Christmas. We go out and buy gifts and give the gifts to the kids. It's all physical, right? Yeah, on a physical level, it's all physical. But why do we do that? Why do we do these physical actions like this Coins for Kids Christmas service project we do every year? Well, you're going to have to answer that for yourself. But I know why we started doing that as an action in here. We started doing that because that was a simple, wonderful action by which we could participate physically with that movement of loving as it came from within and wished to be expressed into the world as a movement of loving. And I'll tell you what, when you take physical actions as a movement of loving, then it truly is a blessing into the world. But it's unconditional loving. It is given with no expectations, including the expectation of reward or return. You're doing it because you want something back. It is doing it just because loving in its nature is sharing. That is the reward, if there's a reward, is just to participate in the movement of loving. That's it. It's self-fulfilling right in the moment as we do it. But if you participate in an outer action of service such as this, or whatever you may do, we always go back to self-study, don't we? Well, let's see what's going on inside of me as I'm doing this action of service into the world. Do I have a little agenda running? Am I doing it because I want some kind of recognition or acknowledgement? Often, when we do this, I mean, we haven't gotten a chance to see the kids because a lot of the gifts we buy for, you know, they don't want to have the physical contact to remain the kids' anonymity. Which, in a sense, I see as a blessing because then it doesn't even allow the opportunity that we can get physically attached to the response of wanting them to love us and being so grateful because look at all the wonderful things we're doing by giving them these gifts. It's interesting, isn't it? So just pay attention inside. Even as you do actions of service into the world, it's all opportunity for learning and growing. But when you can come to that place of no agenda, but simply being in that movement of loving is where you will experience the greatest fulfillment, no matter what the physical action may be. Because as you allow yourself to experience on every level of consciousness, including the physical, with that movement of loving, is where you as a soul will be fulfilled and complete. The karmas will be done. So we have the threefold path, meditation, study, and service. The true service is the way I'm describing it. It's not only a service to others, but truly it's a service to yourself. Because that type of service that is done unconditionally, selfless as it's called, to others, is loving thy neighbor as thyself. So you set yourself free because you are doing it in loving. No attachments, no expectations. Just to be in the doing of loving. whether you give your time, your money, your energy, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. What matters is that it's a movement of loving from within you in an expression, whether it's in the world or you go inside in love, just inwardly, sending your love, blessings of light and love. I'll tell you what, it's neat to know that when you really, truly participate in actions of service physically from that place of loving inside, there really is a blessing that is placed and goes with those physical actions. Whether it's these gifts, like in the Coins for Kids, or other service projects or actions we do in the world, when it really comes from that place of loving, those who receive that service get that blessing. And to me, that's the greater gift than whatever we may receive physically, is that gift of spirit, the gift of loving. I know a lot of us here have done a lot of service before, maybe a little. All I'm saying is pay attention. Participate as you're moved, whatever it may be, and realize that the actions of selfless service is part of the journey of the spiritual path as it unfolds in you. Not just because like we're doing Coins for Kids or something else out there, but as it unfolds with you. And we also lay it out in that order, meditation, study, service. That order is important to understand because it gets you first in meditation to focus inwards, upwards to God. And then in the self-study is how you begin to learn as you apply that action of loving in you and through you. And then the service is just simply the continuation of loving, even into the world, but it comes through you. If you reverse that role and you said, I'm going to do service to awaken to loving, good luck. Because if you start in the world, you're going to get caught up in the world. And then it becomes a cause in the world rather than an action of service. And whenever there's a cause, there's an effect, right? The law of cause and effect. But it's a good cause. I know. That's how everything started out, right? As a good cause. All it is that we got turned around. So flip the switch. Turn it back around. Don't start in the world. Start in spirit. And let that river of loving then lead the way. Then it'll be good. And even as you're doing actions of selfless service in the world, pay attention so you don't get caught up now. Because believe me, when you really serve in that loving, it'll be so wonderful. You'll want to do more. And then you start to get focused into the physical actions, thinking that's what's going to create those experiences of loving. It's part of the journey, though. Because you start going out there in the world, doing all that, and then you realize, how come the loving's not here anymore? It was before. What happened? Well, somewhere along the way, simply the attention dropped back into the world. So what do you do? Simply refocus your attention back into spirit. So self-study is right in the middle. You can pay attention if you're getting caught up in the world, or pay attention if you're getting yourself caught back up in the spirit. The middle way. You are the middle way. It is you who have the choice to focus down and out into the world or in and up into spirit. Every single day, every moment. And it'll go back and forth all the time. But just like I began earlier, it's simply a habitual pattern, and it's up to you to choose the habits that you want to develop. So if you want to develop the God habit, I want to call it a good habit, it is simply up to you to keep choosing back to where the light of soul is and loving and going inside and moving in that loving to awaken to the greater fullness. That's really the greater journey. And if we always come back to that, the rest truly does just unfold naturally. Even the self-study, you'll have the awarenesses. You only have to try. They just come. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all else shall be added. You didn't have to go seeking all else. You just go seeking God, and then it's added. So, self-study, the awarenesses, the learning, and then the actions of service. It's just automatic. That's why you don't often hear us talk about the threefold path like I am today, and why we mostly just talk about the meditation, the inner pathway. Because we know that as you do that, the rest just handles itself. But every now and then, it's good to share about these other avenues or experiences of the journey, just to call your attention there, because in the paying attention is how you awaken and understand more and more.
I almost don't want to say anything because...
Rather than for me to add to what Brian has said, I'd rather leave you with what he has said and let it be with you so that you can begin to take it to heart, take it inside, and begin to allow it to rise up inside of you as your own truth. Brian is really sharing more and more from that great truth, that great loving, and through that experience of him sharing, I'm finding that my job is getting a lot easier. And I think he's finding that his expression and his way is getting a lot easier too as he moves more into this flow. So I'm not going to add to what he said. I'm just going to bring it to a close and say thank you all and have a great rest of the Sunday and a holiday if you have a holiday tomorrow for Columbus Day. And have a pizza on Columbus, and we'll see you all next Sunday.